and I have gotten into some of my old favorites. So just starting off on that boat, we've got Miss the Boat by Modest Mouse.
Could we change the subject now? I was knocking on your ears, don't believe you were always out. Looking towards the future, we were begging for the past. Well, we know we had the good things, but those never seemed to last. Oh, please just last. Everyone's unhappy, everyone's ashamed. Well, we all just got caught looking at somebody else's page. Well, nothing ever went quite exactly as we planned. Our ideas held no water, but we used them like a dam. Everyone goes crazy over such and such and such. We made ourselves a pillar, but we just used it as a crutch. We were certainly uncertain, at least I'm pretty sure I am. Well, we didn't need the water, but we just built that good goddamn. Was there all that much to gain? Well, we knew we'd miss the boat, and we'd already missed the plane. We didn't read the invite, we just danced it our own wake. All our favorites were a plane, so we could shake, 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 shake. Tiny earrings open, and we heard the tiny clap of little hands. A tiny man would tell a little joke and get a tiny laugh from all them folks sitting, drifting around on bubbles then. And it was us to carry them when we finally got it figured out that we had truly missed the boat.
But you and me in here, yeah. What can we do? one's in the way. Well, if no one's in the running for the part, I'd love to pick a day to show you the main room.
Well, that was a good time.
I don't need a bouquet. I just need private space. Only 3 blocks away. I got bottles for days. I got tropical haze. Go ahead and wave by. Let me help with your coat. Grab a hold of my arm. Tell them niggas to move. Tell your sister you fine. Cause baby, there's room in here. Just enough for two in here.
Like the Wi-Fi. She had this Asian swag about her, so I called her Mai Tai. Started following her. She was the only thing on my timeline. And it was this one picture, her in the swimsuit, that made a nigga want to beat it up. And I intend to, but I'ma have to put in work. Baby girl that drink it all, face like Mona Lisa. I'm just trying to beat the wall that hang on. I ain't got no patience, I can't wait long. She come and see me, but she don't stay long. And that's the problem, she a good girl. Maybe it's too much smoke in the room. And she don't want that Mary Jane and her Vidal Sassoon. So I'ma take a minute and walk her to a Uber. Got a bullet in my heart and she the shooter. Hey,
baby, pack. There's room in here. Just enough for two in here. Ain't nobody but you and me in here. Yeah. What can we do in here? What can we do? What can we do?
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You've been listening to the Student Special Hour. I'm one third of your host, Halla.
And I'm the other two third? No, I'm another third.
Our Lucy. third, Stefania, is off in Montreal having the time of her young life.
Glamorous life than we do.
But Lucy and I are here in the studio bringing you some tunes. And we wanted to tell you about some cool events that are coming up today and in the next couple of days. So Lucy and I are actually going to this talk tonight, which I think is like quote unquote sold out. It's called Sexual Assault on Trial, Gomeshi Survivors, Media and the Law. And it's a talk in the Alumni Center featuring panelists that are profs at UBC. One of them is a law prof. One I think is in involved in GRSJ, which is the
Gender, race, sexuality, and social justice.
Thank you so much, Lucy. And so people that have intersectionality and something to say about this topic. So we're really excited about that. That is going on from 7 to 9 p.m. tonight. I'm not sure if there are still some spots available, but if you can, try to come. It's going to be a really great talk. And then something a little lighter that's going on tonight is Pit Night Summer Edition 2.0. Ooh. Ooh, you'll also see our shining faces there after we have a very intense talk about sexual assault and young Gomeshi. You'll see our shining faces with some cheap beer at the pit. And that is going to kick off around 9. I have not experienced, but that the lineup is just as insane as it was during the year.
Oh,
so
people are coming out of the woodwork.
People are coming out of the woodwork for the pit night, and I don't blame them. Pit night is a staple. It's a standard. Can't go wrong with pit night. Well, you can go wrong with pit night, but
you can go very wrong.
Try to love yourself and have a nice pit night. And it should be pretty good. There's going to be a DJ as always, and cheap drinks. So see you there. Some other things that are, here's another event that's coming up tonight. Netflix and Chill 2, Little Miss Sunshine and Juno, which is at Kerner's Pub this evening. Starting also at 9 p.m., a little friendly bar competition on campus tonight.
You could go see the movie, one of the movies, and then go.
You actually could.
To the pit night. You could actually make it like a full campus.
A full evening. You could do all three.
Evening activity.
So with this one's going to be sick. They're playing Little Miss Sunshine and Juno, two classics featuring a strong female identified lead. Both just good films.
Kind of like indie flicks.
Indie flicks for sure. There's going to be free popcorn, $15 sangria pitchers, $4 tequila, and $3 boozy freezies. That sounds insane.
That sounds
and I would
amazing.
Like one of those.
Yes.
Obviously it's going to be 19 plus, so sorry my friends and comrades that are not reached that age, you'll have to go to the sexual assault talk instead. But hopefully we'll see you at one of these events. And there's one more that's coming up tomorrow is the AMS Summer Kickoff Barbecue. All
yay. Right.
So I'm not sure if that's free, if the components are free or if there's a paid aspect, but there will be food, both vegetarian and carnivore options, soft drinks, games, music, and a whole bunch of your homies hanging out. And where is this located? Oh, it's in the Nest. It's going to be in the Nest tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's supposed to be an okay day tomorrow. So whether it's sunny or rainy, we'll have some food in the Nest. And it'll be kick-ass.
It'll be a good time. It'll lots of things going on UBC campus. I feel like things are kicking off a little bit more again.
Yeah, it seems kind of random. Like, last week there was a bit of a dry spell of nothing, and now there's four events in the next 2 days.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's really great for summer students because exams are just finishing up now for term one, and so this is a nice, like, summer send-off 2.0,
especially because summer has been a little patchy so far. We've had a couple. I've actually been burnt twice in this little summer period because I was so determined to enjoy the sun in its small patch that I got overexcited. But I'm hoping that we'll stick around a little bit more on the next wave. But we also just played a couple tunes as well.
Yeah, I'd love to comment on that.
Of course. I wanted to ask you a little bit about this musician that we're actually going to play another tune for in a minute as well. Tell us a little bit about Devours.
So his name is Devours, and he is an artist that has been sort of up and coming for a long time. Actually, he's been in the game. I sound like Drake or something. He's been in the game for around a decade, and he originates from Nanaimo on the island, and he has released a couple of albums, but his most recent one, Late Bloomer, is his most like self-fulfilling album because it features a lot more of his natural vocals, which I think is really great. He joined a choir recently, and that like really inspired him to add more vocals to his songs versus before I was mostly focusing on collage pop and ambient style sounds. But he played a live set at the station yesterday. He played 5 songs, including the one we heard just before, Freddy Krueger Honeymoon Suite.
Yes.
Off of Late Bloomer. And we're about to hear another song called Late Bloomer off of Late Bloomer. But he was so high energy and so devoted to what he was doing. His set was just so, I have heard a lot of live music at CITR, and this was definitely my favorite. It was just very high energy. And it was also really cool because he was actually on the cover of our April 2016 Discorder. He was the one with the flower mask, wearing the white t-shirt. And so it was just really great to see sort of that like familiar face. Actually seeing his familiar face and hearing him play a set was just really incredible. So before I continue speaking about Devours for the next hour, let's play a song by him.
Let's play a song. All right. So here on CITR 101.9, the student special hour, this is Devours with Late Bloomer.
I don't belong in the city. I don't fit in with the scene. And I can try to change, but it wouldn't be me. Thank you.
Ready, set, walk. Yes, walk. Join Relay for Life and fund the Canadian Cancer Society's vital support services and Canada's most promising cancer research. Register today at relayforlife.ca. Get on track for an unforgettable journey. You'll pass the baton and relay with others in your community. Because every step you take, every dollar you raise, continues the life-saving work of the Canadian Cancer Society. Go the distance. Accept the baton. Relayforlife.ca.
With help from the UBC Archives and the UBC Digitization Center, over 400 audio files from CITR's collection of reel-to-reels spanning 1949 to the late 90s are available for download and listen. These histories have found their way into a series of CITR documentaries as a part of the UBC Centennial Initiative Fund, currently airing Fridays at 9 a.m. On June 3rd, tune in for DJ Sound Wars by Rohit Joseph about 90s hip-hop in Vancouver. On June 10th, Roadside Attractions by Jonathan Q on the history of CITR production. And June 17th, Gentleman and General by Olamid Olanayan about the rise of UBC Thunderbirds and Thunderbirds coach Frank Smith. Visit our documentary page at citr.ca/docs for documentary podcasts, interviews with the producers, and more info. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. to listen in on CITR 101.9 FM or online at citr.ca.
Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
One, two, three, vote.
Thank you. Don't you know it's every other day of the week? You're in my feet. These days I'm running to escape. Drenching my brain, soaking my mistakes. My mistakes. Is there any love left for me? Is there any love left for me? That dark sky, yeah, it's so big. Isn't anybody wondering? Isn't anybody questioning what this all is? As I age, it sinks deeper in. This life is temporary, it's all gonna end. This is all gonna end. It's just a little love that I need. 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 There's an elephant in this room, and I'm white as a ghost, as a ghost, as a ghost. Show me the road, the road. Show me the
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 and the Student Special Hour here with myself, Lucy.
And I'm Halla.
And that was Hannah Georges with Elephant. I play Hannah Georges so much on this show. I love her. I think she's incredible and very, very excited to have her playing, actually being headlining on the Catalano Street Party or Catalano Music and Arts Festival. This is happening on July 9th from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And it is a bit early in some ways to be talking about it, but for me, it's not, because if you're in the industry, like we like to call it, if you're in service or you work on the weekends quite regularly, this is the type of thing that you have to book off like right now. I think I booked it off like 2 weeks ago because everyone's going to want to book it off because it's going to be such a good time. So we've got headliners Hannah Georges and Mounties, as well as We Are the City, Jordan Classen, and so many more. The really, really cool thing about it being a local music and arts festival is it's free. All the music is has been sponsored by different groups. We got Coast Capital and the Peak and CITR is Halla just pointed at herself. Like Halla personally is.
I personally am sponsoring,
it. So CITR is. That's very, very important. And so many other places, including West Forth itself, which is where it's going to be. I think it's like 10 blocks or something from McDonald all the way.
Burrard.
All the way up to Burrard. And one of the really cool things about having a music festival like this, a community festival like this in Vancouver, is that most of the bands featured are from Vancouver, or at least, and all of them are Canadian. So some of the ones that would be recognizable probably to people who are big followers of CITR, Walgreen won second in our Battle of the Bands shindig this year, as well as Sam Tudor. He actually runs our Discorder TV project, and he's also been really a big part of CITR. Winona Forever, I think, is a band that we've had featured around a little bit. And some other really, really popular names that I think that people would get, I guess, would be really...
CITR is actually doing a little showcase, and we have a stage around Vine Street.
And it's going to be really hopping. It's always a really good time. If you want to even drop by the CITR stage and come hang out with staff and exec and volunteers and everything and see the music, you're welcome to do that. Or you can even volunteer to be a part of it and help with live broadcasts and do interviews and talk with different artists. And it would be really, really great opportunity. So that's something that, yes, it is coming up in not for a little while now, probably about a couple weeks, but it's going to be a really, really, really good time. Saturday, July 9th, from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's a 10 hour festival. So lots to see, lots to do. There's going to be food and food carts and music and a ton of people giving away things and lots of rowdy university students, I bet. So please check it out if you feel so inclined.
Another cool festival that's coming up from the 22nd to the 26th in Calgary, Alberta, is Sled Island, everyone's favorite festival. I recently read a review of it, and it was referred to as like Canada's hidden gem festival, which I think is pretty significant.
Funky. Yeah,
and pretty shiny review there. But that's super cool, and so a whole bunch of our staff are going, and I know that a whole bunch of volunteers and people that are involved in the station in some capacity are going. We're also presenting a little showcase there, which I think is going to be super cool. So those bands include Advertisement, Swim Team, Dry Heave, and Hurry Up. So some of those are from Vancouver, some of them are from other places, including Portland and Calgary. But Swim Team is a CITR favorite, and we're happy to be supporting them a little bit away from British Columbia.
A little bit away from home. It's really cool when you get to support people, and they also get to branch out a little bit and try to popularize themselves in different areas.
Yeah.
And we're actually going to be playing one of those tunes right now from a band that comes from Portland called Hurry Up. And this is one of... their more popular songs on their SoundCloud, and we wanted to check it out and share a little bit of a sneak peek with you of what you can look forward to happening at Sled Island. Stay tuned for more here on the Student Special Hour here at CITR 101.9. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Student Special Hour featuring a classic student, Halla.
And another classic student, Lucy.
You're not a classic student.
I'm. Oh, classics.
I said classics, not a classic.
Oh, wow.
Student.
This is showing our deep organizational skills. Okay, a sociology student, Lucy.
And I have a crazy special treat for you, actually.
Crazy special.
Not for Lucy, but for the listeners. I have some passes to Levitation to give away. So I have two passes to the Levitation shows that are taking place at the Commodore this weekend, Friday the 17th and Saturday the 18th. So that'll get you into all the shows that are there. For those of you that don't know, they recently rescheduled all of the shows at the Malkin Bowl to the Commodore. So unfortunately, these tickets are 19 plus because the Commodore can't accommodate underage patrons. But if you happen to be 19 or over and want some tickets to Levitation, you can give us a call. So call us at 604-822-CITR, which is 822-2487.
And so, yeah, they call in the next, how long should we give them, Hella?
Till the end of the show.
Till the end of the show. So you have to call us before 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. And you can get these tickets for you and a friend.
So the lineup is like pretty much insane at the Commodore. Some of the really heavy hitters are going to be there. White Lung of Vancouver will be there. Tycho will be there. Flying Lotus, Growlers, Heinz, Cherry Glazer. It's like insane. Even if you like just know Tycho or Flying Lotus, some of the more heavy hitting acts, like, it's totally worth it. Like, Levitation is going to be a great festival. The lineup is really well organized, and it's a nice variety. And
oh, and we've already got someone calling in. Oh, I thought I'd have a little bit more time to work out the phones, but apparently
answer
that's
the phone,
not.
Lucy.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
I'm
who's here? Who am I talking to?
This is Daniel Tessie.
Hey, man.
Sitting in the car.
We've got a little bit of an echo from you here. Is that on our side or yours?
Yeah, no, it's on my side because we're listening to CITR.
Oh, okay.
So rocking out to swim team.
That's
nice,
awesome.
Nice.
So cool. So
yeah, we've got Nick, the guitarist of swim team, in the car right now.
Oh,
so
no way.
No way.
Just happy you're playing it.
That's hype. That's
yeah,
hype.
We got on a bit of a swim team hype there and played a couple
yeah,
songs.
We just
so
really went
yeah
for it.
We really went for it, yeah. So thank you so much for calling. So we're going to actually throw on a tune right now so we can get your information and give you those passes. So just stay on the line, all right?
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Okay, so while we're waiting to do that, we're going to play a Flying Lotus song. This is, sorry, I got a little flustered by that. Never Catch Me, feat. Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, sweet. Great song. Okay, yeah.
I can see the darkness in me and it's quite amazing. Like a death is no mystery and I want to taste it. Step aside of my mind and you'll find curiosity, animosity, high velocity. I can prophesize meditation. Reminisce on my wonder years and I wonder, yeah. Sentiments of my words ain't been so sincere. Sentiment to my nerve that I just persevere. The big thought of falling off disappeared to my faith. They say their head is real. Analyze my demise, I say I'm super anxious. Recognize I deprive this feeling, then embrace it. Vandalizing these walls only if they can talk. Conversations on contemplate to my dark thoughts. Looking down on my soul now. Tell me I'm in control now. Tell me I can live long and I can live wrong and I can live right and I can sing song and I can unite with you that I love, you that I like. Look at my life and tell me I fight. Is that final destination? Is that fonts of information? Is that fonts of inspiration? Is that crack the installation? Is that quantum dropping that fist pumping that bomb detonation? Please don't bomb my nation. And bomb me flew away and I got my control and I'm here. You gon' hate me when I'm gone. Ain't no blood pumping, no fear. I got hope inside of my bone. Is that life beyond your own life? This ain't physical for mankind. This that outer body experience. No coincidence, you've been dying. It's your death. Me now.
New Shoots, a creative writing program run by UBC and the Vancouver School Board, launches its 31st anthology of student poetry, prose, and artwork on Friday, June 17th. For over 30 years, New Shoots has cultivated and published the work of young writers, this year with over 70 students at 15 schools across Vancouver. Poet Amber Dawn, author Kevin Chong, and playwright Sasha Singer Wilson will perform, accompanied by students published in the anthology. Light food and refreshments will be provided. Come to the Falls Creek Community Center on Friday, June 17th at 7 p.m. Visit newshoots.ca for more information. An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Okay, so we're just finishing up here on the Student Special Hour. Last tune we're going to be playing is a Tycho remix of, or sorry, Calm True's remix of a Tycho song?
Yeah, off of Tycho's fairly new album called Awake, and the song is called Awake.
And so thank you so much for listening to us here on the Student Special Hour, and every week here on the Student Special Hour from 1 to 2 on Wednesdays.
And we'll see you at some of the events that I just plugged.
Yes, coming up in the next couple days. So thanks once again for listening to us here on CITR 101.9. This is Tycho and Calm True's with Awake.